Scott Kaplan in for Sedano and LZ on Christmas Eve. Hope everybody tomorrow has a really great day. I mean, I hope you have a great night tonight, dinner with your family and getting together. And I know it's a weird year and we're not all kind of getting together the way you're normally accustomed to. And, you know, people are like, hey, look, we can't really get together the way we used to, or mom or dad are, you know, a little nervous about it. And so it's just a little different year, obviously, a little. It's been a lot different of a year, frankly, and it might mean a different celebration. So whatever it is you're doing tonight and whatever it is you're planning on tomorrow, I hope everybody has a great holiday. And I really hope that we all enjoy a healthy and prosperous 2021. And a lot to be excited about if you're a sports fan in LA this past year, because for all the bad things that have happened in the real world, the Lakers championship, the Dodgers World Series, and we've taken lots of calls from listeners that have been like, you don't understand what these things meant in my life this year. So sports can be that for so many people. And I still want you to call tonight, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. I've been asking you all night, where are you? What are you doing? And what's going on wherever you may be? Before I get back to the calls, and I'm getting to them, Laura, explain what you've prepared for us this evening, please.
Okay, so I love Christmas. I love the Hallmark movies. So what I have is a little quiz. I'm just going to give you a quick, short description of what the movie is. And then you guys have A, B, C, and D. You guys have to guess what the title of the movie is.
So, hey, Greg, do you know Hallmark movies? Are you a Hallmark watcher?
I have never watched one Hallmark movie in my life.
Oh, I'm so disappointed right now in both of you.
Really? Well, wait a second. This sounds like a multiple choice quiz. I don't feel like I feel like I got a shot here.
You should. I mean, you should. That's how I made it, so you guys don't feel too bad. I mean, you guys got to get at least one or two of them, you know.
All right. Well, let's see what you got here, Laura.
All right. We're going to start. The first one, it says, a single mother accidentally bumps into a handsome stranger. And by bumps into, I mean she hits him with a Christmas tree. So she takes him in over Christmas, and the two quickly form a strong connection. Mm-hmm. So is it A, Christmas with Darlings, B, The Christmas House, C, Never Kiss a Man in a Christmas Sweater, or D, Heart of the Holidays?
Greg, I'm going to give you the first shot here, pal.
Oh, thank you very much for that, Scott. I'm going to go with, what was D?
D was Heart of the Holidays.
Yeah, let's go with Heart of the Holidays.
Okay. See, I gave you the first shot, and I would have said Heart with the Holidays.
Oh, really? Both of you guys?
Well, wait, no, but because Greg said it, I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
What was the first one?
Christmas with Darlings.
That's me.
Okay, so you guys are both wrong. Oh. Both of you guys are wrong. It is Never Kiss a Man in a Christmas Sweater.
Never Kiss a Man in a Christmas Sweater.
Yeah. When she met him, he had an ugly Christmas sweater on.
Mm-hmm. So when you're flipping through channels and you see on the Hallmark channel, Never Kiss a Man with a Christmas Sweater, you're like, ooh, I got to watch that one.
You know what, Greg? Don't judge my choices. Yeah. Let's go to the next one. A happy-go-lucky publicist and a jaded business owner work together to help a charity. Is it A, Christmas in Evergreen, Bells Are Ringing, B, Christmas She Wrote, C, If I Only Had a Christmas, or D, A Christmas Carousel?
I'm going to go with B. What was B?
Christmas She Wrote.
Christmas She Wrote. I'm going to go with that.
Oh, man, that's what I was going to go with. So what was C?
C was If I Only Had a Christmas.
I like that one. Let's go with that.
Greg, you got it.
Yeah.
Greg, see, you got one.
Woo-hoo.
All right, let's go to another one. Former classmates have to work together to make it home in time for the holidays after a bad storm. Is it A, Reunited on Christmas, B, Cross Country Christmas, C, Christmas Deadline, or D, No Better Place Than Home for the Holidays?
Okay, I just want to go back to the description one more time.
Okay. Former school classmates have to work together to make it home in time for the holidays after a bad storm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, do I go first on this one?
Yeah, go for it, Greg.
I'm going to go with Christmas Deadline.
Christmas, okay.
Okay. Can I have the choices one more time?
A, Reunited on Christmas, B, Cross Country Christmas, C, Christmas Deadline, and D, No Better Place Than Home for the Holidays.
I'm going with B, Cross Country.
Ooh, you got it.
Oh, we're tied.
You guys are tied.
Yeah.
All right. I actually gave you guys this one during the break. So a pair of game designers butt heads while creating a romantic urban scavenger hunt during the holidays? Is it A, on the 12th date of Christmas, B, Chateau Christmas, C, Christmas wishes and mistletoe kisses, or D, right before Christmas?
I think I got this one.
All right, go for it.
I'm going to go with B.
B, Chateau Christmas. Okay, Greg?
I think this one's on me. I got the 12th date of Christmas. Is that what it was?
What was it?
The 12th something or other.
Yes, yeah. You got it. Oh, you guys really? Are doing so
I got
bad.
You, Scott.
Really? Yeah. What was the word you used in B? Chateau?
Chateau.
Oh, chateau.
Chateau.
That's not as exotic as you thought it was.
When you said it, I went chateau. Chateau.
No.
rather than a chateau. Chateau. No, I went with chateau. Chateau. Chateau.
All right, let's see if you guys can get this one. Ready?
Yeah.
A music store owner works to save a historic shopping district from being destroyed, but finds that her new love interest is connected to the developer who wants to get rid of it. Is it A, music at Christmas, B, Christmas Tree Lane, C, perfect tune Christmas, or D, deliver by Christmas?
These are all Christmas movies that were on Hallmark a year ago.
A year or this year. So 2019, 2020.
That's a lot of Christmas movies they got.
Yeah, they do. So I think it's either A or C. I'm going to go with the perfect tune. And C.
Okay, C, perfect tune Christmas. What about you?
I want one more time. I want another shot at the description of the film.
Oh my God. A music store owner works to save a historic shopping district from being destroyed, but finds that her new love interest is connected to the developer who wants to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. So is it A, music at Christmas, B, Christmas Tree Lane, C, perfect tune Christmas, or D, deliver by Christmas?
And what did you take, Greg?
I took C, the perfect tune Christmas.
I'll take A.
A, music at Christmas. You're both wrong.
Oh.
Christmas Tree Lane.
Christmas Tree Lane, huh?
Who's winning, Greg?
That doesn't have anything to do with with music. I'm up 2-1.
All right. Let's go one more.
All right.
Julia and Roger must unite their families during a centennial Christmas celebration in order to save their family inn from a developer. Is it A, Christmas deadline? B, check in Christmas? I'm sorry, check into Christmas? C, a family Christmas gift, or D, the perfect inn at Christmas?
The perfect what?
The perfect inn at Christmas.
I'm going to go with that. The perfect inn at Christmas.
Okay. What about you, Greg?
You put Christmas deadline in there twice, and it was wrong the first time, so it's got to be right the second time, right? I'm going to go with Christmas deadline.
You're both
wrong. Oh, dang.
It's check in to Christmas.
All right, I have a question. What's How that? Many of these Christmas movies on Hallmark have you seen?
All of them.
All of them?
Yes.
How many times?
God.
Some of them are repeated from last year, so sometimes I see them more than twice.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, on Sunday, I did nothing but watch Hallmark and Lifetime. That is all I did.
Gosh, oh, they're different?
Amazing.
Yeah, they're different. So you got Hallmark, Channel 312 on DirecTV. Or you have Lifetime, 252 people, okay? I'm just letting you know.
I would not know where to find anything other than ESPN, Spectrum Sports,
I know those
TNT, The Red Zone. I wouldn't know where to find anything else other than channels like that.
I got you, Scott. I'm going to help you expand your horizons.
I'm telling you, man.
252, Lifetime.
Yes, and 312 Hallmark, okay?
There you go.
Greg, did you win?
I think so, yeah, 2-1. I think that was the thing. Yeah. Hey! Right. Sorry, Scott.
Nah, it's all right. It's all right. I'm glad you won.
You know Ireland would have kicked both of you guys' butts.
Well, but here's the difference. Ireland would have actually seen all the movies like you.
That's true.
You know, that's the difference. I was just trying to put them together based on the description.
I mean,
that's where I was going.
I think I did really well in kind of messing up the titles because I made most of them up.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah. Really good job.
If there very any, well done.
If there are any screenwriters out there that are looking for someone to help them with titles of films, Laura clearly has a very serious talent for this, and you can call us at 877-710-3776, and we'll hook you guys up. In fact, coming up, I want to grab calls. I want to see what's going on out there. Like, where are you guys? What are you doing right now? What's happening out there? Have you just gone to the grocery store and you're headed home? Are you out at the mall right now and you're finishing up your shopping? Are you battling to find a parking spot somewhere? Are you stuck in traffic? What's going on out there? 877-710-ESPN, 877-3776. Let me grab a couple of your phone calls and find out what's happening. It's Scott Kaplan in for Sedano and LZ on 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Just so you guys know, we've been having this conversation over the last 2 days. Is cash a good gift for a significant other? I posted a poll. I put it out on my Twitter, at Scott Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N. It's a cited poll. Is cash a good gift to give to your significant other? 68% of people polled so far say no. 21% say yes, and 10% say how much. So, Laura, far and away, your it's tacky thing is how people are voting. They don't think cash is a good gift for a significant other. There you go.
I'm going to give myself a round of applause. I'm just saying.
So here's my thing, though. How many of those people, if they got cash, would be upset? I bet you the number goes down considerably.
Nah, I think people would want to know how much.
I don't know. For me, it's not a how much thing. It really isn't.
I know, but let me ask you a question. Like, don't you think to yourself, like tonight, I'm telling you right now, we get off the air tonight. Scott Kaplan filling in for Sedano and LZ. I've got Laura along. Producer Greg is in the house. But when I get off the air tonight, I'm going to go join my new modern family, if you will. I got my 4 kids. I got my girlfriend and her 2 kids. Like, oh my God, how did this life happen? I was married. I had kids. I got divorced. Now I'm in a relationship with somebody else. She got kids. Whoa, what happened here? So that's where I'm headed. And I will tell you, like, I hope I've got enough gift. I hope I got the right stuff. I hope she likes everything I got. Like, I'll be honest with you, I'm like a little nervous about it.
Okay. I think you should put like $50 or $100 in like one of the presents, just a little additive.
No. Dude,
yeah.
He already told me what he did and he put some thought into it. So he's good. I think he did a great job and I think she's going to love it because he really thought about what he was going to give her. And it's something that A, she could use and she will use. And when she's using, she's going to think of Cap.
That's actually not true, Laura.
Oh, man.
Okay. That's actually not true.
I mean, she's trying to help you.
Here's what really happened. We went to the mall last week. I haven't been to the mall in over a year. Okay. I haven't been to the mall the entire 2020. I don't go to the mall. I never shop for anything, certainly not for myself. And we went to the mall and we went there because we had to pick something up very specific. And so I went to the mall and then she said, let's go into Nordstrom's. And while we were in Nordstrom's, she pointed out a few things that she would really like. And I thought what she was doing was telling me, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. And as you recall, Laura, I explained this to you yesterday.
You did.
I understand women, okay?
Okay.
I get women because I'm a guy who's been married and divorced and has 3 daughters. And I've been living all these years and I feel like I really get it. And the truth is I don't. Nobody does. So nobody gets the opposite sex. So I feel like she told me what she wanted and what to get, and it was incumbent upon me to go back and find time to do what she said. And then I did it. And then when she gets it tonight, I'm hoping she says, oh, how thoughtful, and you were listening to me and you heard what I said, and mm-hmm. I really needed this. And I just hope that it's the right gift.
I think it's good.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you did the right thing. I'm telling you though, drop a 50 in there. I think it just will add a little bit.
I think she'll honestly think I'm an idiot if I gave her cash.
Don't listen to Greg, okay? That is like the moral of the story for this story. Do not listen to Greg.
You really cannot go wrong with it. Like, this just shows, like, look, I was listening to you. I was seeing the things. I went and I did an extra work. I went back to the mall. I never go to the mall. I got the things that you pointed out. I was looking. I was listening. and here's a little bit more in case you want something else.
No, I think she would say, that is so dumb to give me money.
Tacky. Yeah. Tacky. It's the Donald's word. Tacky.
Oh, man.
What are you guys doing tonight? So I told you I'm getting off the air tonight. And there's nothing pressing in the world of sports that has me absolutely staying at home. And why there's no college bowl game. There's no NBA game that I got to see tomorrow. 5 o'clock Lakers. That's when I'm going to be sitting on the couch. In fact, I think even tomorrow afternoon, we've booked through a friend of mine. He's got this giant whale watching boat. And because you can socially distance now, instead of there being 75 people, there's like 15 people on the entire boat. And so just looking for something to do outdoors, fresh air. So I got a day planned so that I can get home in time for the Laker game. What do you guys got going on tonight? What do you got, Laura?
Well, I will be at work a little bit after you guys are done. But once I'm home, I'm going to get some, a tamal, because I can't eat a lot, some champurrado, and watch some Hallmark movies. That is my night. And tomorrow I got to go work out that tamal and that champurrado. So I'm going to go to a hike.
Okay, so the champurrado.
Champurrado,
yes. Okay, one more time. Explain for those of us that did not grow up in your family, because you know the Hebrew brother here, he doesn't know champurrado, okay?
Okay.
Talk to me. Tell me what champurrado is again.
So champurrado is I think it's a traditional Mexican drink, right? It's hot. It's kind of like a hot, thicker hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. So it's you put chocolate, cinnamon, obviously water and milk, and then you throw in, I don't know how to say this in English, so I'm just going to say it in Spanish, is masa, which is what the tamales are made of. So you mix all of that in, and that's how you make your champurrado. Mm-hmm. I hope I made my mama proud right now.
Right, and un tamale. See, I have a whole eating disorder where I just can't stop myself, you know? Mm-hmm. So once I get into un tamale, I'm into 10 tamales.
See, I can't do that because your girl's trying to lose some weight. So one tamal is all I can have. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow I got to go burn that off on a hike. So
I understand that. Where will you hike tomorrow?
I am either going to go to my normal spot, which is in like Hacienda Heights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't tell people that.
No, it's all right. Don't tell people, because I want people to go, yo, Unique, what up, girl?
No, because there's a bunch of different type of spots, and I don't go by myself. I go with my guy friends. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good, Greg. But thank you.
Good.
I appreciate the concern.
I'm looking out. Looking out. Just looking out. That's all.
I would do Runyon, but I don't even know if a lot of the hiking spots are open, but I know my spot's open.
Okay, so I like Runyon. I'm with that. Okay, Greg, what do you got going on tonight? Laura has un tamale and champurrado. Champurrado.
Champurrado.
Champurrado. She has un champurrado y un tamale. Greg, how about you?
So I have a weird night tonight where all of my kids are not here. They're either at grandma's or their mom's. So it's just me and my girlfriend, Michelle, and we are going to have some barbecue tonight because we don't normally get that. And I'm going to have, I got an Oban, a bottle of Oban 14, which is scotch for Hanukkah. I'm going to open that up and have a couple glasses of scotch and just relax. It's going to be wonderful. And then tomorrow, again, no kids, so I'm going to watch the game at 5 o'clock, and, you know, me and her will probably go on a hike or a walk around the neighborhood. It'll be nice. Mm-hmm. That's it. All right. Nice and easy.
All right, listen, if you want to jump in this evening, if you got something you got to talk about, you want to get something off your chest, you want to wish happy holidays, you want to tell us what's going on out there, you want to tell us where you're at and what you're doing, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. But I'll tell you this right now, I need a caller right now who wants to win the official Corona cooler. And by the way, when you get this Corona cooler, we're going to put you on the air so that you can make your picks against the spread with us. We've picked 5 games from the NFL weekend, and we want you to make picks. But even if you don't win your picks, you're still going to get this incredible Corona cooler. So again, I'm looking for who wants to join in. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It is a Thursday evening. Christmas Eve, Scott Kaplan in for Sedano and LZ. Wherever you're at tonight, if you are listening on the radio on 710, glad to have you along. Merry Christmas to everybody. And if you are listening on the ESPN app worldwide, again, happy to have you here. We are actually broadcasting live at 6:46 p.m. Pacific time, along with producer Greg and Laura Romo, who's running this operation. It's Scott Kaplan in for Sedano and LZ. And it is time right now, guys, for Picks Against the Spread. And let me bring on to the line here, Laura, Marcos, who's going to play with us tonight. And Marcos, good evening. How are you, man?
Hey, how's it going? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, my brother. Enjoy watching football with the official Corona cooler, my man. It's made of stainless steel. It's perfect
awesome,
for any
man.
Event.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Dude, it's even built. It's got a built-in bottle opener. It's worth $200. This cooler is like for football fans. Everybody wants one. It's brought to you by Corona Extra. It's our game day beach is back. Always enjoy the game with Corona Extra. Official cerveza of the Los Angeles Rams. Marcos, what are you doing tonight, man?
I'm working, man. LAX. Does it close over here?
Yeah. You gotta work, man. That airport got to stay open, definitely. I guess.
No, yeah. You know, it is what it is. You know, essential workers got to keep going.
I'm with you, man. We're all essential workers out there, man. Right on. So, dude, let's play. You ready to play Picks Against the Spread?
Yes, sir.
And you say you know how to play, right?
Yes, sir.
Greg, is there anything that you want to say to Marco so that we know he knows how to play?
So, basically, you know how to play, but for the people listening out there, we are going to pick five games. And of those five games, we have to give them a confidence point. It's against the spread, so you have to make sure to be aware of that. There's a confidence point. Five for the most confident. One for the least confident, 2, 3, 4, 5 to make sure that you get all five numbers. You cannot use a number twice.
All right. Who is winning of our entire crew that includes Sedano and LZ, the stars of this show, you, Greg, Laura, myself, callers? How are we doing?
In week 16, Scott, I have a very commanding lead. I am up. Yeah. I have 145. Mm-hmm. Laura is in second. Look, good job, Laura. You're in second with 121. Hey. LZ took the lead last week at 115, and Sedano was bringing up the rear 113. So the battle for second, third, and fourth is very much alive.
All right. All right. Greg has got a commanding lead. So here we go. Game number one, Rams and Seahawks. Marcos, be our guest. Would you like to start? What rank do you give this 1 through 5? And the Seahawks are a 1.5 favorite over the Rams. What do you say, man?
I'm going to go with a 3, and I was going to take the Seahawks.
Going to go with a 3 and take the Seahawks. Okay. Laura?
I'm going to go with the Rams, and that's going to be my 5.
Going with the 5. A lot of confidence here with the Rams to cover the spread and win the game. Is that right?
That's right. They got to do it.
Okay. Greg Bergman.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks, and that is my 3. I can give you LZs and Sedano's if you'd like.
Go ahead.
All right, so Sedano is taking the Rams, and that's his 5. And LZ, Rams are his 5. That's right. What he likes to say every single week. Rams are my 5.
Okay, remember what I said to you guys earlier. Rams must win. Rams will win. And remember what I said. Like, why would I feel so confident after their loss to the Jets? And my answer was, I don't. I'm talking myself into it. So here goes. Rams to cover and win, but it's my 1.
Ooh, real low. Not much confidence there at all.
Not much.
He's still talking to himself.
That's right. That's right. I'm talking myself into it, Marcos, my man. Okay, Laura, you're up. Broncos versus Chargers. Chargers are 3.5-point favorites. What do you say?
I'm going to go with the Broncos, and that's my 4.
All right. Marcos, our guest?
I don't like either team. I'm a Raider fan. So let's go Broncos because Chargers just whipped on us, and I'll take it as a 2.
Okay. You say you have the Chargers as a two?
Broncos. Broncos. Oh, you said the Chargers or the Broncos?
No. I'm going Broncos.
Okay. All right, Greg Bergman.
I am also going with the Broncos because there's no way I would ever vote for the Chargers, but they are my one.
Okay.
Sedano. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Sedano and LZ.
Sedano has the Broncos and there's as a three, and LZ for some reason again takes the Chargers with his one.
Okay. I have the Broncos and this is my five.
Whoa.
Okay.
You're more of a hater than I am, and I love it.
Oh, way more of a hater. Way more. And by the way, here's why. Because the Chargers are coming off back-to-back wins against the Falcons, garbage. And against the Raiders, sorry, fellas, trash, okay?
Ouch.
Sorry, truth hurts. And so there's no way the Chargers are going on a three-game winning streak, is there? I'm telling you, Broncos, and I'm confident I'm giving it a five. Here you go, guys. Dolphins at the Raiders. Raiders plus 2.5. So I'll ask you, Greg, you're a Raider fan. Get us started here.
I will never go against the Raiders. I'm taking the Raiders, but they're with my two. Sedano is also taking the Raiders with his two, and LZ is taking the Dolphins with his four. The Dolphins with his four.
Okay. Laura?
Oh, man, it pains me to say this, but I'm taking the Raiders, and that's my one.
There you go.
Marcos, Raider fan.
Yeah, I agree. Raider Nation, but it's also my one.
Okay, I'm taking the Dolphins, and I've got a lot of confidence here. It's a four for me.
A four? You're going with the big ones. All with the AFC West. Interesting.
Can I change mine?
No, too late.
All right, here we go. Buffalo at the Patriots, and Buffalo's a 7.5-point favorite. So I'll say to you, Laura, what do you want to do here?
I'm going to take the Patriots, and that's my two.
Okay. Greg Bergman.
I'm going with the Bills because every time I go with the Bills, they win. And that is my five. Going
Marcos.
Big on the Bills.
Gotcha.
Yep, I agree. I think Patriots are done.
Bills what are did Sedano and LZ have?
We go with five.
You're going with five with the Bills? Five. Okay, got you. Yes, and then Sedano and LZ. Let's see. Sedano has the Steelers. And that is there's three.
Yeah, but this is the Bills and the Patriots, so it's hard to take the Steelers.
The Patriots with his two. Patriots with his two, and Sedano has Patriots with the one. Sorry, okay. There's just a bunch of names.
I know, I got it. I've got Buffalo, and this is my two. I'm going to take the road favorite by a big margin. Buffalo stamps on top of the Patriots. Patriots' run is over. Buffalo and Miami will be the two teams of this division going forward, or so I think. And I think Buffalo just beats up on the Patriots. I'll have Buffalo as my two. And the last game, Marcos, lead the way. Indianapolis at Pittsburgh, and the Steelers are underdogs all of a sudden after losing a few games in a row. So I'll ask you, Marcos, Indy against the Steelers.
What was the spread again?
1.5. Steelers are 1.5 underdogs.
Oh, yeah, no. Let's go Indy. I think they're for real this year. So okay. I'll definitely take Indy with my four.
Indy with the four. Laura Romo.
I'm going to go ahead and take the Steelers. That's my three, and I'll help Greg out a little bit here. I'll say LZ's. LZ, he's taking the Steelers, and that's his three. And Sedano's also taking the Steelers, and that's his four.
Okay, and Greg?
Thank you very much for doing that. I was going to be all over the place with that. But I'm going to take Indy with my four. And I think, Marcos, we have the exact same five.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know how I feel about this.
We have one through five.
Yeah. And I have
Raider
Indy,
fans, we stick together.
I don't know what I have left. Do I have a three or do I have a four? I'm not really sure what I have
left.
You have a three left. I've got Indianapolis to win this game, and I'm going to do it at a three. Hey, Marcos, good luck to you. Make sure you're tuned in on Monday. We'll have the results, and we will talk to you then. Hey, until then, Merry Christmas Eve tonight, my brother. Merry Christmas tomorrow. And to you and everybody who's working at LAX and for all the essential workers out there, appreciate what you're doing, my brother.
I appreciate it, man. Stay clean out here, guys. Come on. Stay clean.
Yeah, stay clean. Good message. Right on. Laura Romo, any final thoughts this evening as we head towards tamales and champurrado?
Final thoughts is party, but safely within your home. eat a lot, drink a lot, just enjoy the time that you have with your family. And, you know, if you can, FaceTime friends or Zoom parties, whatever you need to do to get your fix in, but just stay safe.
There you go. Greg Bergman, final thoughts as we head towards the night. And let me hear what you think.
Just want everybody to stay safe. Have a very, very Merry Christmas. And tell the people that you love them.
There
it's
you
very
go.
Important.
Beautiful message. Very nice. And I'll just end with this. I'll say this. One word. Just one word. Gratitude. That's all. That's it. Just think about that word. Gratitude. Grateful. What am I grateful for? You know, as tough a year as it's been, jobs and health and money and elections and Kobe. I mean, it just on and on and on. I'm telling you right now, be grateful. So for Laura and Greg, and for Sedano and LZ, this is Scott Kaplan wishing everybody a very, very Merry Christmas. And we'll be back on Monday. Until then, peace.